Bez Hashem, we're learning Mishurim Simen Chav Zayin Sif Aleph in the Ramah, and we're discussing Mokom Hanachasan V'Oifen Hanachasan, the place and how to put on the tefillin, the place where the tefillin belong on one's arm, and respectively on one's head. The Ramah tells us V'Tzorich L'Haniach B'Roish Ha'etzem Hasamach L'Kuvda. Person has to put the tefillin on his arm when the bone of the arm, he has to put it b'roish ha'etzem ha'samach l'kuvda, at the beginning of the bone towards the elbow. So if you take your arm, your bicep, there's a bone that comes by after the elbow all the way through towards your armpit. And the bone has, you could divide it into two parts. You want to put the tefillin on the lower half part. That's what the way the Mechaber and the Ramah learn. The Gra says, what page number are you on in the Per Halacha Sefer? It's blurry when you get come close. There's a page number in the bottom. For those who would like to look inside in the Sefer Per Halacha.
16.
Page 16. So the Per Halacha is written by Rav Dov Hirsch Shlita. We've used it also for Hilchos Tzitzis. Highly recommend it. He lives in Eretz Yisrael. He has given us permission in the past to use these pictures as well and to send them out. So you have the Chatzi Etzem. Here's the bone. For those who don't see it because you listen to the audio, just picture your arm where your bicep is and that bone underneath your bicep. And there's the bicep, you know, as the front part of the bicep and the back part. So the Mechaber Ramah will say, place the tefillin on the front part of the bicep towards the direction of your elbow. The Gra says you could put it higher up towards your armpit. Now, the Paiskim conclude that lechatchilu you should put your tefillin, like the Mechaber Ramah say to do it, in the half where it's towards your armpit of your bicep. And that's what now we have over here, where the Ramah says, once again, "Mitzarech laniach b'roisha etzem hasamach l'kovdo." Put the tefillin at the beginning of the bone, place of the bicep towards the elbow. Avoloi b'chatzi etzem shesamach l'shachi. Not like the Gra says. The Ramah says, put it in the beginning, in the direction towards your elbow, and not towards your armpit on the muscle. Now we discuss the case of, well, let's first here see the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katin Dalit, Beroisha Etzim. Ein Ritzon Loimar, Roisha Etzim Mamish. Doesn't mean literally the beginning of where the bone starts. The Hosma Dai Namacha Basa, there's no meat over there. Yeah, there's no Basa, there's no bicep. Vachi Yaskal Yos Gavoya Ein Mokam Tfilin, and until it starts to get high, till your bicep starts to get elevated, that's not the place of the tefillin. So a person has to be very careful. The same way which we're going to learn, that if a person puts his tefillin below his original hairline, he is not wearing tefillin. And this, unfortunately, is a machala. This is a problem that exists wherever I've been. I've seen these problems in different places, different shuls, different countries. We have to make sure the tefillin are above the original hairline. Not only that, tefillin that are below the place of the bicep and it's in the pocket, like I call it, of the elbow, it's not in the right place. And the person's not wearing tefillin shel yad. And that's exactly what the Mishnah is saying over here. The ein al zashem ki bayis is not called your bicep. Elu ritzno loyma begoyva habasa shep etzem means the high part of the bone, which is your bicep. The Ramah is not coming to tell me a chiddush over here. Rak masha siyem, only in that which he concludes, avoloi bechasi ha'etzem shesamach l'shachi. When the Ramah says, don't put your tefillin on the higher part of your bicep towards your armpit. That's what the Gra says, it's okay. The Ramah is saying, one should not. Even though the Ramah is saying that you have some bicep towards the upper part, towards your armpit, the Ramah says that's not the location where the tefillin belong. Like, as we have said, the gra is of the opinion, which we'll see in a second, that is the location. But now we're discussing the Mishnah Brewer on the Ramah. The gam das mechaber who came, the dafka mechatzi etzim lamato, kin mucha b'siv zayin. And the mechaber agrees, Ramah and mechaber agree in the same opinion, that the tefillin belong on the lower part. When I say lower part, you have the higher part of the bicep and the lower part of the bicep, toward lower part meaning towards the elbow. That's where the tefillin belong. And therefore also one should not have tefillin that are too big. This is the mechaber says that the tefillin belong on your basar, on your meat of your bone, which is the bicep. The Mishnah explains as well, this means the lower part of the bicep. The Gra says the whole entire bicep is kosher to put the tefillin. V'cheimashu v'prisha as well. The prisha agrees with the Gra. V'akopanim lemat mimokam hakibayir is pasul kuliyama. Everyone agrees that if the tefillin are not on the bicep, too high or too low, it's pasul. Pasul kuliyama. Akei nochem limnoyim el haniach tefillin gedoylim. Therefore, one should avoid putting on large tefillin. Because the end of the ketzitza means the end of the edge of the tefillin will be protruding past the bicep, and you're not going to be wearing the tefillin in the right spot. Just like the tefillin shel roish, the end of the tefillin of shel roish, which we'll get to, Mitzvah Hashem, have to be 100% above the original hairline, and you can't have. We don't say. I'll say it like this. The majority of Pesachim do not hold that if majority of your tefillin are in the right place, the minority is okay. We don't pass them like that. The whole entire thing has to be in the right place, above the original hairline. So too over here, the whole entire tefillin has to be above and on the bicep. Ki ha-pi'aroi matzah b'tefillin gedoydim she'soif ha-ktzitz munachas ha-matim mokam ha-kibayis im lo'i she'ikshirein l'chadchilu b'chatzi ha-etzim ha-elyon. Unless if a person has large tefillin shel yad, and then he ties it on the upper part of the bicep towards the armpit, where the gra says and the prisha say that's where the tefillin shel yad belong, then it's going to be on the right spot of the bicep because it's going to hopefully end still on the lower part of the muscle. And there, if therefore the Mishmur says, don't put on tefillin that are too big, here's a scenario where sometimes we think you get something which is bigger is better. No, that's not correct. Smaller size tefillin in this case would actually be better because you'll definitely put it on more in the right spot as opposed to larger size tefillin, you run into problems. Ach, im ein loy ki'im tefillin gedoylim. If you only have large tefillin, toiv yoyisu shikshir mechatzi etzim ha'elyoin, like we just explained, better to tie them on the higher part of your bicep towards your armpit, but it's still on the muscle. V'makim shenimsa adayin basa tepuach. It's still on your muscle. V'yetzi bezeh akopan mundas agra, u'shar poiskim, and you will definitely fulfill the opinion of the gra and the other poiskim. As opposed to putting it too low, and then the tefillin will not be resting on your muscle, and then you will not have fulfilled the mitzvah of tefillin shel yad, and the person will have made a bracha levatala, rachman on the slug. People do this, unfortunately, on a regular basis. They think they're putting on tefillin, and unfortunately, they're not wearing tefillin. Okay. The Ramah says further. Now we discuss the case of a gidim. Now in the different limud we have, we are learning the sugya of Yivamis, which we're not going to get into now, about the mitzvah chalitza. How does a person do chalitza if, rachman letzlan, the person's missing a foot? Can chalitza be done? Okay, now the shaila is, can the person put on tefillin? How does he put on tefillin if he has part of his arm or his arm amputated? That's the question we're dealing with now. A gidim, An amputee, she'ein lo yad, he doesn't have a palm. Okay, yad here we're going to see means he doesn't have his palm. Rag zroya, he only has his arm. Yeniach b'loy bracha. The Ramah says he should put on a tefillin but without a bracha. Put on a tefillin without a bracha. Says the Mishnah in Sifkot in Hey, she'ein lo yad, what's lo mishenito pisas yad smoyloi. Im kol akona ad kuvda. So his whole entire palm and his forearm, unfortunately, have been removed. Or maybe he never had it. Maybe he was born without it. So in this case, we're saying he should put on the tefillin without a bracha. Aval im nishu k'tzas mi akona gam or zeru moide la toises de chay betfillin v'yivarech gamkein. But if he has some of the forearm, the kone is referring to the forearm, as we see in the picture over here on page 18. Right? On page 19, rather. If he has some of the forearm, then the Rishonim, the Arzaruah, and Tosis say he's chayiv in tefillin, he's obligated to wear tefillin, and not only that, he also makes a bracha. So, apparently, at that point in time, there was the ability for the Chavetz Chaim was able to acquire the Sefer Orzuro that was just printed. Okay. The Ramah said that if a person's arm is amputated, he doesn't have the hand, he doesn't have the forearm, so he should put on a tefillin, but without a bracha, b'loy bracha. He says, take a look at the Be'er Halacha. Ein lo yad smol klal. Let's say he has no left arm at all. But let's say he has a little stump of an arm of right past the shoulder, but he doesn't have any bicep, doesn't have any muscle. Rachmanu Litzlan. He's potter melaniach hashel yad af yamin. He's potter from putting on the tefillin, even on the right arm. There are those that are machmir, and the Shaar HaTzinia brings from the Shuas Yaakov and the Arz HaChaim that if he is going to be machmir and put it on his right arm, obviously someone's going to have to help him, right? Then he should put on the tefillin without a bracha. No, then standing behind is why without the bracha, because, well, the bottom line is he's not chayiv in the mitzvah and he has no ability to do the mitzvah. So you'll say, okay, but he's putting on the other arm. Is that called his yad keha? Is that called his weak arm? It's hard to call that his weak arm because he only has one arm. So mistama, that's his strong arm. Right? The whole zeshinasa gidim is small. This whole discussion when he became a gidim, amputee, with his small, his left arm. Do makma nachas tefillin. Generally speaking, person puts tefillin where? On his left arm. Aval inas a gidim be a min. But if he became a gidim be a min with his right arm, afilo niktok loy kol hayad, even the whole entire hand was removed, chaye betfillin v'yivakish lachem shenichu alav, he is still obligated in tefillin and he should ask others to put it on. Why? Because in this case he does have a left arm. So it's interesting. What's interesting here is like this. We have a mitzvah of tefillin. Tefillin goes on which arm? The yad keha. The weak one. But here we're saying that there's a difference between whether or not he is missing his right arm or his left arm. Because if he still has his left arm, so apparently we're saying he still has a mitzvah of tefillin. And he should ask others to help put it on. As opposed to saying, but now he's called a lefty. And if he's called a lefty, and he doesn't have a right arm, so then how can you put in the tefillin now? But that's not what we're saying here. I just want to point out this ha'ara. Okay. That was Sif Aleph. We now continue with Sif Beis. Ha'minig ha'nochen shi ha'yud shal keshe tefilo shal yad litzad ha'lev ha'tefilo olo litzad chutz. Now we're discussing very practical halacha that applies every single day to tefillin, and even to Shabbos. So you say Shabbos, you don't wear tefillin on Shabbos. The yud of the tefillin shel yad should be towards your heart. And the yud of the tefillin shel yad should be touching the bayis. The bayis, the house, the box of the tefillin. Now we should be touching when you're wearing your tefillin. We'll see that it should be touching, the yud should be touching the bayis, even when your tefillin are in your back, in your tefillin zekel. Says the Mishnah Rura, or rather the Mechaber, Haminig Anochin Shi Hayud Shel Kesher Tefillah Shel Yad Tzad Halev. The yud should be towards the heart, and the tefillin should be towards the other direction, the Tzad Chutz, away from your heart. Now I just want to be clear. What that means is that the yud is closer to your chest, and then you have the bayis, then you have the tefillin. Yesh lizor shloi tozos yud shal kesher me'atfilo. One has to be careful that the yud of the kesher, the yud of the knot, should not move around, and it should be tightly connected to the bayis. Okay, first he brings here aminig anochain that the yud should be. The yud, she had yud shel kesher tefila shel yad tzadalei, that the yud should be towards the heart, and this is learned out. It's a din of the Gemara. When you have din of the Gemara, says the Mishnah Berurah, a din of a Gemara is very strong. Din of a Gemara is very strong, and that's what he says over here. It's a din from the Gemara, according to the Goyim. Sif katan ches, ein be'alocha shekosadun shenoch nizor shlo yarchiv harbe. As kefil kesher haniva sheretzua iveres ba, kedei shetihe gam mokaim hiduk haretzua samach letfilin letzad halev. Okay, what is he saying now? He's saying like this: how do you tie the tefillin shel yad on your arm? So you have a loop that comes out from the bayis. You have a loop. Okay, here's your loop, and you put the ritzua through the loop, and then you tie it on your arm. What the Mishnah Berurah is explaining over here is that this loop should not be too long, but rather it should be shorter, that it should be close to the actual yud of the tefillin. And this way, it'll be facing towards your heart as well. As opposed to if the loop is very large, like in this picture over here, this loop will not be towards your heart. Let's read that again now. Ein berlach shik sadn shnokh ni zar shlo yarkhv harbi es kefel a kasher haniva shvetzu ay veres bak de shi te gam mokem hido kavetzu samakh let film let sad leif. And that's what it means. That doubled over ritzua, that you put the ritzua through it, kefil is double, it should be close to the yud, because then it will be near your heart as well. Okay. The Mechaber concludes, Yesh lizor shloi tozus yud shel kesher me'atfilah. Be careful that the yud of the kesher should not move from the tefillin where it is. It should always be touching. So today is Lamed Dalid B'Omer. Yesterday we had Shem Bayachai's Yortzeit. By the way, it was also the Ramaz Yortzeit according to many, which I neglected to mention in the morning shir. So here we bring the Zoya Kodesh and Parshas Pinchos, that's Machmir Mo'id, very strong words, that the tefillin, the yud, should always be connected to the bayis. And there are those that are machmir, that even when the tefillin are in the bag, the yud should not move from the bayis. And for this reason, there are those that they tie the yud with a sinew. With a tefillin. So is that a good idea or not a good idea? So it sounds like it's a very good idea. This way, the yud stays connected to the bayis. However, the Mishnah says, Roy Levatel Zeh. V'roi levatel ze, it's appropriate to nullify this minig. It's not a good idea. Why? Because the understanding is that the person is putting this gid, this sinew, over and under the tefillin. It's going to go on top of the tefillin, meaning it's going to tie the yud. Here's your yud, take your thumb and put it next to your right hand thumb and put it next to your left fist. And you're going to take this zeroya, you can take the gid and go all the way around the whole entire tefillin. And then it's going to be chaitz, it's underneath you. It's going to be separating between you and your tefillin. Your arm will have this gid going underneath it. The idea shir yachut shal gid savva titura, going around the titura. Chaitz ben zeroya tefillin. It's going to be a separation between the arm and the tefillin. You can't have a chatzitza, can't have any separation. Now, it's interesting because what I've seen many times is what people will do is they'll take the gid and they'll put it, they won't go underneath the tefillin. They'll loop it through the same place of the mavarta of the tefillin shalyad is the place where your ritsuas go through. The mavarta is where the ritsuas go through. The lashon of oiver, it's passing through. So they'll put it through the mavarta, connect your yud, and then tie it together. And then there's no concern of the gid going underneath. That is what I've seen numerous times, and what Seifrim do bisman is that if there is a need to connect the yud to the tefillin. Ulavushi Srod Kosa Doroy Levatal Gamkin Aminik Shakorchin Aratsu Mamokim Kibayris Tachas Atitura Davikin Gamkin Chatzitza. Now, the Ulavushi Srod says there's another issue what people do which we should stop. What is that? When they tie their tefillin on with the straps of the ritsuas, they put a ritsua, a wrapping, underneath the tefillin. So you have the tefillin resting on the arm, but really it's not on the arm, it's really resting on top of another ritsua. And that's what Levush Yisrod says is a problem. Now, on the next page of the Mishnah Berurah, we're going to see that he's going to tell us, min b'minoi einei chaitzitz, which means if you have the same min, the same species of an item, the same type of an item, one resting on the next is not going to create a chatzitza. So let me ask you, where does the ritsua come from? Where does it come from?
It comes from an animal.
Comes from the cow. Where does the tefillin, the bias come from? It comes from the cow also. Okay, so it's min b'minoi, so it's not chatzitza. So what's the problem over here? So he's saying what the problem is, that l'chatchila, we should still not do that. L'chatchila, it's still better not to have the ritsua underneath the bias. Many years ago, I spoke to Rav Hillel David Shlita, and there are those who have a minig of putting on the tefillin like that. Rav Hillel David said, it's better not to do that. And you see over here, the mishmur is also of that. I mean, mishmur is, that's where Rav Hillel David's thumb is coming from. Okay. Sivkot in Yud Aleph. So we said that the Yud should not move from the kasher of the tefillin, v'yachteich betitura l'mayla v'yahadek ha'yud gam yud im abayis. And so he's basically saying they should tie the v'yachteich betitura, or the betitura, you should tie it, you should cut rather, what he's talking like this. You know how if you look at your tefillin shel yad, you'll notice there's an indentation where the tefillin goes through. The ritsua goes through the, it's called the mavarta, the piece that has the ritsua going through it, called the mavarta. Now what he's saying is, yachtoich batitura, cut an indentation, and then you'll be able to pull with the ritsua the other direction, and then the yud will be by memela, it's going to be touching the bias. That's exactly our goal. So you'll ask me, well, why is it cut on the other side? Maybe to look symmetrical, I don't know. But It could also, if need be, it can be switched and the kasher can be made on the other side. Let's say a person needs to borrow it for a tefillin shel yad. But that is what he's referring to, that section over here in the picture now, you'll see, cut this out a little, and then you'll be able to pull the ritzua close to the bias, and the yud will be touching the bias. And that's another way that Seifrim fix, Batamachers, they fix this problem that the yud is too far away from the bias. They'll cut out that little section a little more and pull it, and you won't even need to use a gid. You won't need to use the sinew. And I actually had that. I used to have a gid. And then one of the Seifrim, what he did, Batamacher, he cut out a little more. He shaved down a little more, and they pulled it tighter, and it's always there. It always stays tightly next to the bias. Let's see one more halacha here, Sif Gimel, where the Mechaber tells us, "Haminig hanochin l'sakin shemavarda shabar etzua iveris tehei munachas etzad kasev v'aketzitza etzad hayad." The correct minig that the ma'avarta, the correct to establish and make the ma'avarta that the retzua goes through tehei munachas etzad hakasev should be towards the shoulder. V'aketzitza litzad hayad, and the ketzitza means the end of the tefillin should go towards your fingers, your hand. What is he talking about? Question is, how do you put on tefillin? Which is the direction you put on tefillin? I saw Bar Mitzvah Bacher. I was watching him, and I helped him sometimes. And he took out his tefillin, and he put it on totally opposite, backwards. Instead of the end of the tefillin facing his fingers, he's putting up the end of the tefillin facing his armpit, his shoulder. So we all know we don't do it like that. Well, how is he supposed to know? It's his first time putting it on. So that's what the Mechaber is telling us. That Haminig Anochin, Lesakin, Shemavad, Shabbat, Ritzu, Iveres, Tehei, Menachas, Tzana, Kosef. The side of the Mavarta should go towards the shoulder, towards the Kosef, the shoulder. And then the Mele, you're going to have the other end, the ketzitza, it means the edge of the tefillin, the other end, is going to be facing your fingers. Says the Mishmur Sif Kotin, Yud Beis V'Iter HaManiach Tefillin Mimisha Einay Iter Oy Lehepach. Now what happens if you're borrowing, a lefty borrows your tefillin, or you're borrowing a lefty's tefillin? V'Nyoch Elohaitzi HaRetzu L'Kova K'din. And you can't properly take out the ritzua and make the new kesher on the right side. He says, "Ayin the bir halacha." So the bir halacha on the next page brings from the Mishkanos Yaakov, and he says what a person should do if he's borrowing a lefty's tefillin and he's a righty, or the righty is borrowing a lefty's tefillin. He should turn the tefillin the other direction, upside down, if you will. I'll be hoping on this being clear what I'm saying. And yeah, I'll just read the words over here. He's a lefty, and he only has the tefillin that have not of a lefty, of a righty, or all the way around. He could turn around and put the ketzitza, meaning the end of the tefillin, which is normally facing your fingers, he turns it around, and now it's facing his shoulder. The mavarta litzara yad, and the mavarta where you put the ritzua through goes towards your hand. That's how the Mishkanos Yaakov says to do it, as well as the Be'er Halacha agrees on his daiti bevadei toiv yois lasis ka shvus Yaakov. Not the Mishkanos Yaakov, but rather the shvus Yaakov, that you should turn it around, as well as the Arzis Achaim. Okay, we'll stop here, and the Mitzvah Shem, we pick up from Siv Dalid next week. Siv Dalid will be discussing that we cannot have any chatzitza by the tefillin. No chatzitza, no interruptions. Discuss a person has to have a band-aid on his arm or his head. What should he do?